welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 226. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Freelance Wells from Queens in New York. That song is called Spitting Image, and that's on the band's new album, Diluvia, which came out October 9th on Mom and Pop Records. That song is sung by Doris Seller, who normally doesn't sing for the band, but has created my favorite song on the album there. I know she has some solo work, so I may have to check that out, as I'm a fan. Overall, the album, I really liked their last album. Had some impossibly high expectations, and the band just couldn't live up to those. I've got lots of music for you this week, and it's kind of all over the place, but there's a lot of punk happening, so we're going to start there. This is some Pitchfork-friendly punk, I suppose. It's a band called Fiedler, or possibly Fiddler. I don't know, but it stands for something explicit and fun. This song is called West Coast.
We'll be right back.
That is Plateaus with the song Beach Coma. That's on the band's self-titled album, which comes out October 30th on the Art Fag label, the band out of San Diego, California, proving that it's not lo-fi that I don't like. It's just all this lo-fi indie crap. If it's a little punk rock, I'm all about that. Before that, Fiedler with the track West Coast. That is on the band's self-released and self-recorded EP entitled Shit We Recorded in Our Bedroom. That came out sometime this fall, a band out of Los Angeles, who have just an incredible string of very catchy songs and videos to accompany them. And I imagine they will all be put together on an album this spring, which I am hotly anticipating. Big fan of that. I know they are out on the road, and we'll be catching them in Colombia, in just a few weeks. So looking forward to that one. As I said, lots of music though. So let's continue on. This is Punks on Mars with the song Showers of Pain.
We'll be right back.
list out there, right? That is Teenage Sweater from Santa Rosa, California, with the song Coconut Water. That's on the EP Kewl, K-E-W-L, which just came out in July on These Are My Friends Records. That is the project of Mario Ruiz. A little neo-shoegaze there, but I think better than some of the others that are coming out right now. There's just so much from that genre. But that track's pretty good, I think. Before that, Punks on Mars with the song Showers of Pain. That's on the band's album Bad Expectations, which is out October 30th on Zoo Music. Band out of New York, so it's all been coastal, this podcast, oddly enough. That song, though it sounds like it was recorded in the late 70s by the Lambrettas or one of the mod revival bands, definitely modern and new, at least fresh. That album is kind of all over the place. If you're a fan of the 77 to 79 punk rock and power pop, this album is something that you're really going to enjoy. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, but still so very good. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's just that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump back into some more music here now. We're going to go to the Casket Lottery out of Kansas City, Missouri. This song is called The Moon and the Tide.
Oh,
Different set than what you normally get from the Too Much Rock podcast. Started things off there with the Casket Lottery with the song The Moon and the Tide. That's on the band's forthcoming album Real Fear, due out November 6th on the No Sleep label. As I said, a band out of Kansas City, Missouri, local boys. Formed around 1999, I remember, because my band opened for them at their first show. I remember thinking at the time, why am I opening for a brand new band? Turned out, that was definitely the right move to make. The band been on a long hiatus and are finally back, though originally part of the post-hardcore and emo scene, I'm not sure where they fit in now. That's an intricate song there with lots of interesting details, so I tossed that one on, and I really enjoy that. So welcome back to the Casket Lottery. After that, we played Trash Talk, some straight-up hardcore there with the song Reasons. That's on the band's album 119, which came out October 9th on the Odd Future label. Band out of Sacramento, California, currently on tour, though playing nowhere near me, unfortunately. Let's see, I got some business to get out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 226. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar on Halloween, I'll be at Off and the Spits at the Record Bar. On the first, you could see Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Snow Patrol at the Midland, or go see Fresh and Only's at the Jackpot, and that's where you'll find me. On the 3rd, Matt and Kim are playing at Liberty Hall with Oberhofer. On the 3rd, Casket Lottery with New Franklin Panthers at the Record Bar. Gentleman Jesse is playing the 7th at the Jackpot. John Vanderslice and Crooked Fingers at Record Bar on the 10th. Or the Dead Girls are playing Sweet Band of Mine, an all GNR cover concert that night as well. On the 14th, as I said, Fiedler out at Mojo's in Columbia. On the 15th, Dropkick Murphys at the Uptown, and the 23rd, Babies at the Riot Room. So that's kind of how November is shaping up for me. We're going to end things this week with not a long black metal track, but a long post-rock track. There's a new album from the Montreal band and collective Godspeed You Black Emperor. It's called Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend. And I'm going to play a track from that. It's called Melodic, and I'm actually going to play an excerpt from that because I think it's a 22-minute track or something of that sort. So I've carved out 10 minutes here that hopefully you'll find interesting. Just released on the Constellation label on October 16th. Interesting because the band, again, were a hiatus band, and then all of a sudden they popped up and said, hey, we've got a new album. Currently on tour, or maybe just wrapped up a tour, but again, nowhere near me, unfortunately. I've seen them a couple of times, and two of those times were just religious experiences, so I definitely am sad that I'm not catching them this time around. They're a little more focused band, a little smaller this time around, and I think you'll hear that in this track. You may also hear a little crackle and hiss. The album came out before the CD, and I actually have vinyl, so playing vinyl on the podcast, that's for you, Nick's Basic, so enjoy that one. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things here with Godspeed You Black Emperor.